Good morning and welcome to the audio conference of Farsha Stars SA to discuss the results relative to the first quarter 2017. All participants are connected in listen-only mode via webcast. Later, we'll start a Q&A session. Questions will be taken only in writing via our online platform. Before moving on, we'd like to state that forward-looking statements made during this call concerning the company's business outlook and also of the company's subsidiaries, besides operating and financial targets, are based on the company's management's assumptions and also on information currently available. Those involve risks and uncertainties since they refer to forward-looking events which depend on circumstances that may or may not materialize. Investors should have in mind that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors might affect the company's future performance and thus lead to results that will differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. Once again, this audio conference is being recorded and will be made available at our RI website later. I'd like to also inform you that this meeting will be conducted by Mr. Thiago Piovisan, the company's CFO and IRO. I'd now like to give the floor over to Mr. Piovisan, as I said, CFO and IRO, who will make his opening remarks. Please, Mr. Piovisan, you have the floor. So thank you. Good morning, everyone. Once again, thank you for being with us in this in our UP conference to discuss the results relative to the first quarter 2017. As I said before, but it's also always worth remembering, we are now using a new format, digital only, so all participants will have a chance to send their questions at the end of the presentation in writing, okay, via our online platform. And then at the end, we will have the pleasure of addressing the questions that are sent to us. Well, this quarter marks the beginning of what we call a new company. After significant efforts, after facing several difficulties for the past few years, I can say, we have completed the process of operating restructuring of the company with the stabilization of processes and the maturity of the operation. In this first quarter of 2017, we concluded some important improvements which brought significant contributions to the company's operating maturity and to a more stable manufacturing, which is our main mission after this big turnaround the company went through. In the months of January and February of this year, we invested mainly in preparing the company from the operating standpoint to work in the way it was conceived for this new moment. This new initiative, this new moment, already reflects in the company's results and efficiency of the plant in São Leopoldo, which showed throughout each month of the first quarter significant evolution. You will be able to see that we'll be talking about the quarter in different phases, month by month, because that will show how we built the new results, how we built this new improved phase of the company. In January, with the implementation of new processes, in particular, this process focused on the sourcing program for products and inputs. That's basically the dynamic of the month of January. And then in February, you already saw an improvement curve, a growing return from those activities. And with the plant being well supplied for the manufacture of new guns. And in March, we culminated with a full operation, good level of performances, above plan, actually, which allowed us to build, in that month, the result for the whole quarter. In March, we also broke a historical production record for the company. Those consolidated results, they unfortunately did not reflect all that evolution. First and foremost, because of this month-by-month evolution, as I mentioned, but also because of changes in behavior and changes in the short-term conditions in the American market, a market which is quite important for the company, as you all know, the new political model implemented in the U.S. after the 2016 elections, with that, the consumer market demand stabilized at a slightly lower level. That behavior reflected this priority given by great dealers on reducing their working capital to adjust volumes, and that somehow affected the demand with manufacturers in that period. The American market has been working with purchase orders in the short run because they want, as I said, to adjust to this finer demand. And this movement, of course, brings along some instability in terms of prices in the short run, which will affect the margins. That's what we see in the quarter's results. When we get to the revenue chart per market, we'll see that. The market was working with a trend of having Hillary Clinton coming after Obama. So with this, they would keep the same level of threat, if you will, to the market. So the market was getting ready for that level of demand. With Trump's election, there was some stability in the market. We see a less threatened position in the gun segment. So the market is still trying to stabilize, but it is at a lower level when compared to what we saw in previous years. That's an important point to emphasize. An important initiative to open opportunities to improve on that front, something the company has been working on since last year, is the ramp-up of new products or the incorporation of new products to our portfolio, and also the renewal of certain items in 2017, as it was already announced in the market. Taurus has brought important innovations, important developments, which will reinforce its position and create opportunities for new markets with different levels of profitability. The main launches in Brazil are there, Hammer and Striker pistols, and also an assault rifle, a weapon that brings tradition and modernity at the same time in its conception. In the American market, the main market for the company, actually the main market in the world, the main innovation is the launch of the Spectrum micro pistol, which is being totally manufactured in the U.S. and already has a significant portfolio of purchase intentions. That weapon will start being manufactured by the end of the second quarter, and it will represent an important support to our market dynamics. We have prepared ourselves to be more efficient, more competitive. That's what the market demands from us right now with this change in the plant, this change in processes, with this change in our operations. We want to be ready to operate the way we are right now, and we have focused on doing that for the past few years. And we are now ready to be a player in the market, and that's an important result we have achieved. The base is there, is in place. Now the challenge is to keep that high level of development and high level of operation too, in order to continue to improve and to reap good results in the near future. So that's the overall scenario for the company, the backdrop. I'd like to highlight as we begin our call. Those are highlights for the first quarter, if you will. Now, I'd like to invite you all to follow our slide deck, which is available on our website. We're going to be talking about financial numbers more specifically, having this backdrop in mind. So let's move on to slide number 3. We're going to have the highlights for the first quarter. And the main item there is the increase in production, especially in San Leopoldo, which is the most important point when we make those comparisons. We grew 57% when we compared production to the first quarter of 2016, and 7% when we compare with the fourth quarter of 2016. Of course, this significant number, 57% in the first quarter, quarter on quarter, It's always good to remember that at this time, last year, we were transferring operations from Porto Alegre to São Leopoldo. So from the point of view of production capacity, we're going through a very critical moment for the company. In the chart on the right side of the slide, you see the graphic representation of what I just said when we approach the evolution, the maturity of our manufacturing process throughout each month or each week of the quarter, actually. This period where we have lower production had as main drivers, as I mentioned, losses in our programming of delivery because of end of the year shutdowns. And so, as you can see, in the first weeks of January, there is a lower volume of deliveries, and then mainly in the third week of the month, and some components were not available, which delayed our deliveries. That's one component of our numbers for January. And also, we also implemented improvements in our ERP system for the automatic programming of sourcing. So we improved the integration with our suppliers, and thus getting input demand right. But that, of course, affected some of our numbers in early February. But then when we come to March, we see all the weeks above budget, above plan. So we have managed to stabilize the supply levels. All that process allowed us to establish a new production record in March, and that was quite important for us to reach maturity in operation and also to obtain more confidence in the process as a whole. Still on slide number 3, the consolidated net revenue for the company showed a growth of 14.5% in this quarter when compared to the first quarter of 2016. This growth is supported by the higher production of firearms, as I said before. And on the other hand, this growth was also held off by a lower sales of helmets in the market, in the internal market. Yeah, we'll see those numbers in more detail moving forward. When we compare these numbers with the fourth quarter of 2016, in other words, the previous quarter, the consolidated net revenue showed a drop of 5%. That drop is driven mainly by the seasonality we have in the beginning of the year, especially in the national market, internal market, in the firearm segment, and also due to a devaluation of the U.S. dollar of 4.6% when we compare to the average foreign exchange value. We know that exports still account for 80% of the company's revenue, so the foreign exchange variation is an important driver in those numbers as well. We'll also be addressing that later in the presentation. As for gross margins, the consolidated number set at 27.4%, up 2.4% from the first quarter of 2016, and 12 percentage points up from what we posted in the fourth quarter of 2016, which reflects a better product mix and also efficiency gains in terms of scale, in terms of operation that we registered in the period. When we compare gross margins with the 2016 first quarter and 2017, we have also to take into account a major variation of the U.S. dollar, 5% when we compare quarters. But when we compare just for the first quarter, it's a more significant variation, sitting at around 20%, as we will see moving forward. And the quarter of the EBITDA performance, EBITDA set at $6.1 million, made up mainly in the month of March, as I mentioned, especially because of the recovery of production and market trends, also in the internal market, thus reversing the EBITDA positions that were negative throughout 2016. So we were building and transforming the company, so we stopped announcing EBITDA because we didn't want to have that view in the past. But of course, last year we had many transformation components, change components, which allowed the company to have the results we're presenting now. But this is just a first step, the first quarter, but we can already see signs of this turnaround in the company's performance. Moving on to slide number 5, we see a breakdown of the net revenue item, breakdown by segment, and also the gross margin for each one of them. The firearms showed a revenue of 185.7 million in the first quarter of 2017, up 26% from the first quarter of 2016. And once again, as I mentioned, even though production grew by 57% in this quarter when compared to the first quarter of last year, and that quarter back then in 2016, we still had an average dollar value of around 3.9 per real, whereas now in 2017, the average U.S. dollar was sold by 3.15. In other words, a 20% devaluation, which directly affects our revenues and our margins because our production inputs are quoted in reais. Still, the gross margin for firearms reached 27.6% in the quarter, 7.7% up from the numbers filed in the first quarter of 2016 and 12.7 percentage points above what we posted in the fourth quarter of last year. So that's one of the main benefits in terms of economies of scale and gains of efficiency in our production processes, even though we still have that real U.S. dollar conversion issue. Our net revenue for helmets in 2017, the first quarter, set at 20.1 million reais, 33.7% down from the 30.3 million posted in the first quarter of last year, which is an important reduction, especially in the internal market, where the main market for helmets are for the company. When we compare helmets with the first quarter of last year, then we see an important improvement when we compare to last year. Even though we have modest signs of economic recovery in Brazil in the first quarter, the helmet segment managed to perform well from the revenue standpoint with an increase in physical sales when compared to the last quarter. So in this case, the net revenue posted a growth of something close to 40% when compared to the fourth quarter of 2016, which is quite an expressive number. The gross margin for the segment was 30.3%, down 10.9%. From the numbers posted in the first quarter of last year, when compared to the fourth quarter of last year, the gross margin grew by 24.8%, quite sensitive to volumes, cost reductions, and sales volumes. The others segment, with a smaller stake, encompassing mainly plastic products and MIM, metal injection molding services for third parties, there we have net revenues of 6.6 million reais in the first quarter, which means a reduction when compared to the first quarter of last year of 15.4%, also reflecting a slower internal market and also the seasonality of the market. The plastics industry depends on bidding processes, so it's also highly impacted by seasonality effects. On slide number 6, we have basically the net revenue for firearms. Now, with a breakdown per region, Brazil, the U.S., and other countries, it's clear when you look at the slide that seasonality plays an important role in the Brazilian market and how we are affected by that. We can see a growth of 119.1% and sales in the internal market in this quarter when compared to the first quarter of last year, also impacted by our production capacity at the time, but also showing an important growth in terms of market. However, when we compare the internal market with the first quarter of 2016, the previous quarter, we see an important drop of 46.1% in sales, a reflection of those year-end trends, purchase budgets, and so on, and a natural slowdown that we always see in the first 3 months of the year. In the American market, as I have mentioned, the quarter was marked by adjustments, especially in terms of demand. Dealers of the segment closed the year with high inventory levels because of polls showing a possibility of Hillary Clinton winning the election, which would then keep that attitude of menace, of threat, if you will, to the weapons industry. But with Donald Trump's victory, there was a what we call a normalization of demand, and the market resumed what we consider to be normal levels. Even though they're still below the levels of 2015 and 16, they still remain at relevant levels. So there is a natural adaptation of inventories coming from a higher curve to a more normalized curve. So the trend is that we'll see a more stabilized market going forward. And it'll stabilize at a slightly higher level. So working capital, demand, offer, they all tend to normalize and stabilize throughout time. So in this backdrop of higher inventories at dealers and of a normalization of demand, players step back a bit, and so we have a market with lower demand. So manufacturing companies in general sought to encourage sales, so we had several productions, several sales campaigns, which of course affected the margins of the market as a whole. So we need to wait for some restriction of that scenario to the new reality. Sales to other countries, other countries as we have in our chart, they were more modest in this quarter, sitting at 3.1 million reais in terms of sales, down 22.5% when compared to the first quarter of 2016. And when compared to the fourth quarter of last year, we also see an effect coming from seasonality, which also affected in Brazil. It also affects our markets abroad. So in this case, sales dropped by 80% when compared to the last quarter of last year. Moving on to slide number 7, we have our SG&A and the company's EBITDA. In this first quarter of 2017, SG&A posted 60.5 million reais, a drop of 14.5% when compared to the first quarter of 2016, slightly above 10 million reais in terms of reais, which is quite expressive, and up 2.7% when compared to the fourth quarter of last year. As for net revenue, that's a figure we like to show, we saw a number sitting at 28.5% or 9.7% below what was posted in the first quarter of last year, and 0.7% above the 27.8% posted in the fourth quarter of 2016. That increase in percentage points is driven by a larger drop in sales when we compare numbers quarter on quarter because of the effects I mentioned, because expenses nominally were lower quarter on quarter. The company's cash generation as measured by the EBITDA in this quarter went back to the positive numbers, which we haven't seen since the end of 2015 because of all those initiatives and trends and changes we implemented. And we closed the quarter with 6.1 million in EBITDA when compared to negative 12.5 million in the first quarter 2016 and 19 million negative in the fourth quarter 2016. It's important to remember that the lower production in the beginning of the year harmed our cash generation in those months, thus leading the EBITDA formation to be concentrated in the month of March, as I mentioned before. On the next slide, slide number 8, we have financial results and net income for the quarter. In the first quarter of this year, the financial results were negative at 6 million reais, as opposed to a positive result of 19.8 million reais in the first quarter of last year, and a negative result of 28 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2016. You can clearly see in that chart that in all the periods, the highlight of that variation has to do with the foreign exchange oscillations, which is basically affected by the U.S. dollar variations because our financial debt is in U.S. dollar. As for our debt, all the fluctuation is immediately absorbed for the good and for the bad in our company's accounting, and it's reflected in the chart. Also about debt, just to enforce, after the Ripple filing with our bank syndicate, which was closed in December 2016, which was broadly announced, our exposure in U.S. dollar denominated debt increased to around 86% because we had part of our debt in reais, and that component was Ripple filed for U.S. dollars. So since then, since the end of last year, that line, that foreign exchange variation, we become even more sensitive to the U.S. dollar denominated debt. The company also saw a loss of 6.5 million reais, which is a drop of 52.4 million reais when compared to the fourth quarter of last year, and it leads to a higher loss of 33.2 million reais when compared to the first quarter of 2016. But of course, the foreign exchange effect, once again, is quite relevant and concentrates most of the impact that the company's financial results suffer. On slide number 9, the following slide, we see our debt profile, our indebtedness chart. In March 2017, as we closed the first quarter, set at 699.9 million reais in terms of gross debt, out of which 70.9 million maturing in the short run and 629 million reais maturing in the long run. As compared to December 2016, or last year's closing, the gross debt showed a drop of 0.4%. Cash availabilities and financial investments account for 26.3 million reais in March 2017, 12% less than 29.9 million reais posted in December 2016. So the company's net debt increased by 0.1% when compared to March, when you compare March this year and December 2016, sitting at 673.6 million reais. On slide number 10, the following slide, we have our working capital in terms of needs for working capital and the quarter. It remained flat when compared to the previous quarter, closing at 231.1 million reais in terms of investments. When we list those investments with the net revenue for the last 12 months of the company, our need for working capital posts a figure of 27%, slightly down from the 28% that we posted in the fourth quarter of 2016, and also in the third quarter of last year as well. Levels which were slightly higher when we compare to the first half, where we were around 31% of our net revenue. It's worth mentioning in that slide that the company's current cash situation is still quite restricted, as we saw in the previous slide, in terms of cash flow and short-term debt. So the beginning of 2017 was no different, but we already have, it's important to say that, you already have the capacity to on a part of the payments that were maturing with suppliers and which were delayed from 2016. So we see slight variation in reais on the chart because we are ramping up production, so that increases volumes of transactions, and we only manage to stabilize those figures, which is a slight adjustment of our payments. This year, 2017, remains quite challenging from the cash standpoint, because on top of our debt, financial debt payments, and also the payments of the principal of our debt, as we saw in the previous slide, we still have to normalize payments to suppliers. That's a priority that we have, and payments which are a default, we need to normalize that, and also we need to fund our working capital, fund investments which are necessary for us to grow operations and complete the launches of new products, which are quite important, as we just saw, in putting together a good portfolio and make for better profitability levels. So we also have also a challenge to fund our cash demand. So this is a bit of the scenery, the overall scenario. But looking forward, as we see our markets improving, our American market, which serves as a good thermometer for us for this market, we hope to achieve good efficiency and scale levels. And in terms of that front, we've taken important steps, have become more competitive, more efficient. Now we need to reap the benefits from those changes and work on continued improvement, continued efficiency, so that we can better support the company regardless of what the market presents in terms of price wars, competition, which is only normal in the firearms market. So with this scenario and perspectives, I'd like to close this first part of our meeting, and I'd like to invite you all to start our Q&A session. Once again, we are now using a platform which is 100% digital, so all questions will be taken via our digital channel in writing. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start our Q&A session. For questions sent to us via our digital platform, please feel free to post new questions. Please, once again, feel free to post questions via our online platform. Since there are no questions, we'll now close the Q&A session. And I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Piovesan for his final remarks. Please, Mr. Piovesan, you have the floor. Well, thank you all for being with us. There were no questions. Either the presentation was quite complete or something else. But I'd like to once again thank you all for being with us, closely following the company's evolution and sharing our accomplishments and our challenges. That's an important work we've been trying to do with the market. We have trying to always convey this message, this vision of these changes we have made in the short run. As I mentioned, we have defined this year, 2017, as the year of operating stability. After so many changes, so many new things, after reconstructing the company, this is our mission, to create operating stability, with a focus on recovering our cash, recovering our financial structure for the company as a whole, and which is essential for our next steps. We have large challenges ahead of us. Some have already passed, some are still ahead. Complex challenges with the several variables we need to take into account, not only in terms of market and currency, but also in terms of operation. But all of those challenges are necessary for us to be able to really reconstruct and get the company back on the right track. That's our view, that's our intention, and that's what we are working for as we see new results emerging. Operating stability is a work in progress. As I said, we have taken important steps at the end of the quarter, as it was seen. Cash remains a challenge. We're going to be keeping a close eye on that throughout the year. It is part of our execution targets. I'd like to thank the support from our clients, suppliers, financial institutions, employees, shareholders, the board, as we tread along this new path. The support and confidence from all of you is quite important. We continue available through our IR department and through our RI platforms, well known to the market. Any questions, comments that you may have, feel free to forward those to us about the company, about the results, and so on. Thank you again, once again, and see you next time.